This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hey guys, I just got done listening to one of your podcasts on YouTube, and I've called before. Last time I called, I talked about my banshee experience when I was a teenager living in Maryland. I've lived in a few different places around the country and around the world, and like I mentioned in that story, I did go to Ireland, and I was going to tie this into Irish story. I had a few experiences in Ireland. Ireland, obviously, is a very old country. The sense of that they don't really tear down their structures. They think their stay, buildings and such, they stay there for generations. I mean, for hundreds of years, 500 years, you know, 1,000 years, their stuff is still standing. Castles, old factories, houses. Ireland used to be covered in trees for the most part until pretty much the British Empire, you know, took over Ireland's before the British Empire, and cut a lot of the trees down, used for ships, yada, yada, yada. But when I was there in 1999, 2000, I mean, that's a while ago, shows you how old I am, I was visiting a farm, and I was going to work on the farm and stay on the farm for a little while, and I was kind of traveling around. And I was there in the springtime of 99. It was on the coast, the southwest, and it was an island off the mainland. It was separated by about like a 4-foot stream and waterfalls, and a really pretty little place. And it was, the people had kept it pretty much the way it was, as most people in Ireland do, as far as there's lots of old buildings still on property. And my first day there, they said, go have a look around and just, you know, just check the place out and come back and see what you think. So I wasn't too tired. I was really excited after a long bus ride to kind of get experience of Ireland and this place that I was at, this farm. I mean, it's, you can look it up online if you want to. It's not really a well-known place, but it actually, it's funny because another thing about Ireland, too, is you mail something to someone, usually there's really not a zip code. It's just like the person's name and like their place and that, and then the county they're in. That's pretty much it. So, his place, their place, it was still covered in trees, you know, it was like the old Ireland, and, they had a couple old buildings on there, and, you know, stone walls with vines growing through them, there's no more windows, no more wood anywhere, just the stone walls were left, and I remember as I walked by there, I smelled this really strong smell. Got this really strong smell of perfume. I had this really kind of sixth sense. Yeah, being a sensitive person, especially as a teenager and during that time, I really started kind of picked up like there was someone there or something was there. And it's kind of like a feminine presence. It's this really strong smell of perfume came across in that area. So you're like thinking, what in the world? There's no flowers anywhere. I mean, there's green everywhere, but not any flowers. But it smelled like perfume, like something you buy from the shop. So, you know, I kind of, interesting. Just kept looking around and checked out a few other places. And I walked over the hill down to where the river is. There's salmon that are spawning, and they're trying to, you know, jump up the waterfall. It's a gigantic waterfall, in the sense of about 15, 20 foot. Just a lot of water coming down. And there's this dark, dark pool. I mean, it's this black pool. And they're right on the ocean. So it's mixing with the ocean water. It just had this really dark, black kind of, you know, just depressed kind of feel to it. And I remember looking into it, and they telling me, like, please, you know, jump in. And if I felt like if I jumped in, I wouldn't be able to get out. Like, I'd be sucked into that thing. So, again, another weird kind of, you know, weird kind of feeling slash impression. And as I got back to the main house there, on the property, they had about probably about 20 acres. It was all kind of rambling around with, you know, a little bit of hills and, you know, a few old buildings too. There was an old mill there too. I didn't get a chance to see it that on that day, But as I got back to the house and I told them my experiences, they kind of chuckled. And they said, oh, yeah, there's a female banshee that everyone sees, that people have seen over by that first abandoned house, the stone building. And that was a hospital not too long ago. Before that was an orphanage. Before that, it was like a shoe factory. So a lot of history in that one little place. And they say, yeah, a lot of people say they smell perfume and they see a woman wearing a red dress or a green dress with flowing black hair. And given my experiences before, like I mentioned before, about the banshee that I saw in my room, you know, it seems like the ghost that I had seen in my life, there was one other time I did actually see one. It was, again, another female. It was a different time, a whole different story. Seemed to be what my experiences are. So, you know, I kind of was, my hair was sticking up on my arms. I got kind of quiet. And then I told him about the experience with the pool below the waterfall. And they said, oh, just last week, there's a lady whose husband had died. And she was really depressed. And every day she'd go to that waterfall and stare into it for hours. And finally she jumped in and committed suicide. And they found her. This happened like a week before I got there. I'm thinking, good grief. I mean, it's just like, you know, what else could go, you know, coincidental with that, with those experiences? So, being Ireland 1999, it was pre-Irish, like the industrial modern-day revolution, as far as they had the Celtic Tiger come through, and they had all these jobs, and, you know, everyone had a cell phone and all that stuff. This is right before that started, and this is when I was there, no one had a TV, no one had cell phones, no one locked their doors. So we'd stay up sometimes at night. They had a couple of kids about my age, a little bit younger than me. They had a pretty big family. We'd stay up and tell stories and talk about stuff. And there was a couple people there as well from different countries that showed up as I was there for several weeks. And I remember sometimes we'd stay up till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, telling stories or talking or whatever, playing games. And I remember I had to walk at night by that abandoned hospital, whatever you want to call it, because I was staying in a little, like, makeshift, kind of, like, visitor's quarters. It's just kind of a little bed and a little, like, gigantic dollhouse, really. And it's a little wooden shack. And it's by the waterfall, too. It's kind of, like, between the two of them. And I had a flashlight with me, and I remember sometimes just running to that, my spot. I just, all of a sudden, my hair in my arm would stand up. And I'm thinking, there's someone either right here watching me or with me or behind me. I never looked back, but I'd book it. I'd run as fast as I could sometimes to where I was sleeping because I'd get so spooked out. I mean, Ireland itself just had so resonated with so much of that kind of paranormal stuff. I mean, I could go on for hours. You know, obviously, I won't. But I have a few more stories from Ireland. Maybe I'll call again. And I do have one more from Maryland. And again, this is Andy. In Ireland, they call me Andy Man. And thanks for having me on, and I hope you guys have a good night. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.